So my homily today will be based on two experiences. Hopefully they make sense. The first one is my experience living under communism. And I think a lot of people ask me, Father, how was it like for you to live under the communists? And I think no Americans could ever feel the immensity of what it means not to have freedom and right. And I think with a lot of people who are whining now because of the things that are happening now, I don't think they will last one day under communism. Because why? Communism is the most extreme version of both nationalism and socialism, because the state is the only controlling factor. And you have to show fidelity and obedience to the state at all costs, even if it means your own religions. That's why when I was growing up under communism, when you enter a house, especially a house who is not a faithful Catholic or a faithful believer in some type of religions, you would see immediately a big picture of Ho Chi Minh. And underneath it would have said, Ho Chi Minh forever, the Communist Party long live. You know, so fidelity to the revolution, the fidelity to this Communist Party goes beyond fidelity to God. And as a matter of fact, the Communist Party tried to set up a national church, and they called themselves Catholics who love the nation, or patriotic Catholics. And so we grew up with the Communist Party trying to control our way of life, but also control what we believe. And it's come toward the point where when I was going to school, we were taught that how wonderful Ho Chi Minh was and how wonderful the revolution was, that is give our nation liberty, freedom, and independence. Actually, the motto of the Communist Party in Vietnam, there's the, let me try to translate it rightly. It said, there's nothing more beautiful than independence and freedom. But there's the irony. There was no independence. We were more dependent on Russia and China, and there was no freedom at all. And so in the midst of all of that, we were taught even in school of spying against one another. And there were actually people who spied on their neighbors so that they can advance in the social ladder itself. And then if you really want to have power in this communist society, you would have to let go of everything you believe to put the state first. We were living in fear, and the government was controlling the church in so many ways by rejecting some of the seminarians, as well as limiting the number of ordinations for each year. So the country that I lived in when I was growing up was not a free country at all. But in the midst of all these challenges, the church continued to be faithful to her mission, because we know that revolutions come and go, and no one has the ability to really force us to change our faith if we are faithful to Jesus Christ. And I think here's is what Americans oftentimes accuse me of. Father, how come you're not speaking about this and that? Because number one, I have seen the extreme of nationalism and socialism, so I don't believe that any government, any party, anyone in this world have the authority to tell me how to live my life except God alone. If we allowed anyone else to tell us how to live our lives, and how to form our thoughts, and how to do everything else, then who is our God? I have lived in a country where we were told to be patriotic, to put the state first. No. To truly be patriotic, to truly be free, to truly be independent, is to seek what is true, what is real, and what comes from God. Not only political values, but the values of eternal life. And that's what we have to believe, my brothers and sisters, or else we become pitiful and petty-minded people that attacks one another. But we have never taken the personal commitment to live our faith. In the first reading today from the prophet Isaiah, Cyrus was named to be almost a political savior of the people because he permitted them to go from exile and to return back to their holy land. And so people would praise him and worship him as if he was a god or he was their savior. And what did the prophet Isaiah said? No. It's what God who moved him. It's what God who worked in him, even though he was imperfect, to return you back to where you were. So my brothers and sisters, in the midst of everything that's imperfect, we have to remember who is in control and who are we worshiping. Are we worshiping a party, politics, a leader, or beloved hero, or are we worshiping God? And our fidelity have to be with God. And to give you this image, perhaps we hear this gospel being read all the time, render to Caesar what belonged to Caesar and to God what belonged to God. But we remember that in how does one coin is being made? First of all, it's made out of alloy or some type of precious metal back in the days. And it had to be imprinted and embossed. So whatever image is on it would be the image of the person who made the coin, the authority where it comes from. So if the Roman coins is imprinted of Caesar, then Jesus said, do and render to Caesar what belonged to him. But much more than that, our soul is worth more than a coin. Each and every one of us, when we receive our sacrament of baptism, we were imprinted with the indelible mark of the Holy Spirit. And the indelible mark of the Holy Spirit is deep from within, much more than a coin, much more than money, much more than politics, because the indelible mark of the Holy Spirit changes us deep from within. And no one could ever change that. And no one could ever take that away. But if we begin to look at things that are materialistic, then, my brothers and sisters, be careful, because sooner or later, the things of this world begin to emboss and imprint their values on us. And God begin to fade. This is the truth. And we have to recognize that my soul, who made the indelible mark in my soul right now? Is it Caesar? Is it this world? Is it politics? Is it benefits? Is it myself? Or is it God? Who have the ultimate imprint in my soul? And it has to be God the Almighty. And unless we have God imprinted in our soul, then we only reflect our own ego, and we only use God to serve our purpose. My brothers and sisters, I know I sound hard, but I have lived in a day and age, back in the past as in now, where we speak so much about God, but fidelity to the Almighty is only on words, in speech, but not in life and in deeds. And that's what we need. And if we know that God is imprinted deep within our heart, then our action need to be reflective of God too. Not of politics, not of anything else, but of God. So in our own words, our own actions, our own life, our own deeds right now, are we reflecting God? And this leads me toward my second story today. When I was in high school, my dad wanted me to go to a specialized high school, Wichita West High. It's what's so hood-like, so ghetto, you know? Like, there were literally fights every day. And we wore uniform not because we were prestige. We wore uniform because they didn't want any gang signs or any gang affiliation being given. And I didn't want it to go to that school because most of my friends went to another high school. And I felt so out of place. I was missing my friends. And I felt like I didn't belong. I got picked on all the time, you know. But then all of a sudden, the head coach of the football team told me he needed my help to be one of the helper to train the team. And he went out of his way to take me to football games and taught me how to appreciate American football. And toward my junior year, he told me, I will give you the letter for the varsity football team if you can afford the letterman jacket. At that time, I graduated high school 2002. So when I was a junior, 2001, what happened? 9/11. A lot of things happened. My mom got laid off. We were going through a lot of difficult financial times. Even though I would offer something that I really wanted and work hard for, I couldn't get it because my parents couldn't afford it. But yet, in the midst of all of that, I began to recognize and reflect back into my life. The gifts that the coach and his assistants, all the coaches gave to me, were not a gift that was significant in values. They took the time to be there for me, to help me become a part of the team. And the greatest things for me as an American is that great value, how we care for one another and how we treat each other with dignity, with kindness. If we lose that, we lose our American values. As a human being, as an American, and much more as a Christian. So no matter what's going on, take the time to go beyond everything that is different, to truly reach out to someone, to truly care for them, lift them up, and help them so that they can see within us that my soul is imprinted by the gift of God, that I belong to God. I'm not trying to convert you with politics, with ideologies, but I try to let my words, my action, my life, and my deeds reflect that God had loved me and God is at work within me.